A deal on the pension crisis was reached, but there is another crisis on the horizon, Illinois' looming fiscal cliff. According to policy experts, the state will lose a combined $7 billion in revenue in fiscal years 2015 and 2016 if current income tax rates expire as scheduled next January. Director of the Fiscal Policy Center at Voices for Illinois Children, Larry Joseph, says damaging cuts already have been made over the past 5 years to programs that affect children and families. He points to cuts to state preschool funding, which resulted in about 20,000 fewer children participating in 2013 compared to 2009.
We know that investments in early childhood education are cost-effective investments, and kids get only one shot at preschool. You're only 4 years old once. And when state funding is cut, for most of them, the door is closed.
Joseph says non-mandatory programs would have to be cut by 25% to 30% the first full fiscal year after the rate expiration. He says the fiscal cliff also would halt the progress the state has made in reducing its backlog of unpaid bills. Joseph and others are encouraging the General Assembly to extend the current tax rates during the spring session to avoid cuts in the coming fiscal year that begin July 1st. Joseph says he's concerned lawmakers will enact a 6-month budget and wait until after the November election to address the fiscal crisis. He says it would create huge difficulties for school districts, state universities, human service providers, and others that receive funding from the state.
If the state is going to have stable finances that can support education, child care, child welfare services, we need to get out of this habit of kicking the can down the road. We need to confront this challenge now.
Joseph says state leaders need to approve the proposed constitutional amendment that would allow voters to consider a graduated income tax. Those opposed say it would lead to more government spending, but supporters say it would make for a fairer tax structure and would generate more revenue over the long term. For Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman.